Well, because we're meeting in an enormous tent today, we're going to have two Bible readings about tents. It's amazing, isn't it, that some people actually choose to go on holiday in a tent. Now, very often, they've got a perfectly good house at home, they've got a real bed, and yet, for fun, they decide, maybe for a week, to go and live as if they've lost everything in a natural disaster and have to live in emergency accommodation. Some people actually like staying in a tent for fun. Can you believe it? But we're going to read a passage now from the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament, all about Abraham and his children, way back at the beginning of the Old Testament. And the writer to the Hebrews says that they had a very special reason for living in tents. It wasn't just for fun, because they enjoyed camping. So listen out to this reading, and particularly pay attention to why was it that Abraham and his family lived in tents. And Charles is going to read it for us. It's from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to verse 16.
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. He was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things of promise. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunities to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac, and that your offspring will be reckoned." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Charles. So God called Abraham to go to the promised land, the land that he would give him and save him. And Abraham didn't go back. He didn't start building his own city. No, he lived in a tent as a sign that he was looking for the promise of what God would give him, the promised land that God would give him. And you know, Christians are like that too. God calls us to trust his promises. Not simply to make ourselves as secure and comfortable as we can in the world, but to live not just for this world as it is now, but for the promises of God, the kingdom of God, what the Bible describes as a heavenly city, a country, a city whose architect and builder is God. So when we see a tent, it's a sign of faith and hope, of not living for this world as it is now, alone, but living for the world to come, following the Lord Jesus, trusting him, looking to the promises of God, of a new and better world, of heaven and the new creation. And our second Bible reading also has a hidden reference to a tent in it, and it points us towards how that hope is possible for us all. So David is going to read to us now a famous Christmas reading, and I don't think you'll be able to spot the tent in this one. It's cleverly concealed.
Yes, this is from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. To him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, David. Well, let me read to you again that verse, which has got a hidden tape in it. Jesus the Word, God the Son, became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. That little phrase, made his dwelling amongst us, is literally, he pitched his tent among us. For the 33 years that Jesus lived here on earth, the writer says, Jesus pitched his tent among us. We could say he tabernacled amongst us. In the Old Testament times, the people of God would meet with him in a special tent, a tabernacle, and the glory of God would be revealed there. There's a little hint of that in our verse where it says, we have seen Jesus' glory, the glory of the one and only. The tabernacle, that special tent in Old Testament times, was the place to go to meet with God so that we could know him. And when the people went there, they would offer sacrifices for their sins. And then the Bible says, Jesus pitched his tent, he tabernacled amongst us. It's as if Jesus was a living, breathing, walking tent or tabernacle. Jesus was the place to go to meet with God, where his glory would be revealed. And Jesus would offer himself as a sacrifice for sin, so that despite the wrong things we've done, we could be put right with God. Jesus pitched his tent amongst us. And it points us to that hope which Abraham and all the great heroes of the Old Testament had, trusting the promises of God, living by faith, looking not to this world alone, but to the heavenly city, to the new Jerusalem, to heaven and the new creation, that all those who put their trust in Jesus can share in. Let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that you would help us not to live for this world alone as it is now, but for your great promises of heaven and the new creation. Thank you for Jesus, who pitched his tent amongst us. We pray that through him we might know you and we might be put right with you, that this great hope might be ours. Teach us what it means for us to live by faith, we pray. Amen.